Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, a hearse parade, pumpkins, and diabetes. It's coming up right after this.
Let us all raise our glasses to the pancreas. It has never been an organ of distinction, though it functions day by day in a most convenient way. It has never had the glory that the liver gets.
The hey, it hasn't.
The pancreas? This song is about the pancreas?
Pancreas.
My baby does a hanky pancreas. Okay. Let us all raise our glasses to the pancreas. Just secreting alkaline digestive juices into the intestine just to neutralize the stomach acid that could be remaining on the food. Hey, pancreas. Hey, pancreas. You are my favorite organ. Hey, pancreas. Hey, pancreas. I can't think of anything that rhymes with organ. Let's all raise our glasses to the pancreas. It has never been an organ of distinction, though it functions day by day in a most convenient way. It has never had the glory that the liver gets. Hey, pancreas. Hey, pancreas. Have a nice day.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
There's Pat Godwin.
Hey, chick.
In that beautiful
mustard brownish
green
baby
sweater. There's Josh Arnold.
That reminds me of Willie's diaper when he was a little tot.
Oh, hi, chick.
Oh. Why drag me into that?
Did you ever eat a hot dog while you're changing Willie's diaper, yes or no?
Oh, no, Sam. That's when I first noticed. I remember I was on the phone with a phone crooked in my shoulder there. I had a hot dog in my mouth changing a dirty diaper, and I realized, wait a minute, I got to slow down.
Maybe I should.
Wait a minute.
There's Ace Cosby.
My buddy.
Yep, my friend. He's at the Track Phone Hotline Hot Phone. There's Willie Griswold.
Hey, man.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom Griswold.
Now, we're in the middle of a world record. I'm sorry, we interrupted.
Yes, we are.
Stupid world record.
The Guinness World Record for the largest parade of hearses has been broken in South Africa.
So I think this is bogus.
The event occurred at a funeral.
Because there's no bodies in them.
A funeral.
Could you stop talking?
So you're saying it isn't a hearse unless there's a body in it?
That's not true. They're always a hearse.
Of course.
A hearse is a hearse.
Rarely do we have five people thinking the same stupid joke at the same time. Yes, a hearse is a hearse, of course.
The record occurred at a funeral trade expo called Funerex Africa, or Funerex Africa.
Well, that sounds like the worst deodorant ever. Hey, Dave, you smell like a rotting corpse. That's my new Funerex.
They had it on the Kyalami Grand Prix track. I'm sorry, is that Grand Prix?
It is Grand Prix.
Yes.
It's some countries. Yeah.
100. How many hearses do you think were in it?
You just said 100.
I know.
140.
140. Josh.
500.
Pat.
170.
Ace, you want to stop sucking on that and give me an answer?
150. Thank you.
150. Willie?
101.
Did he just earn another week?
Ah, boy.
122 is the record.
Oh.
Way over. My gosh.
This is so stupid. And by the way, I think the definition of a hearse has changed because most of these, they're minivans.
Really? What do you mean?
They're not.
Yeah, he's right. They've changed them. They're kind of like.
Things change.
They've become.
Okay, they're a little more modernized.
More modern.
No, they're
yes.
minivans.
They
they've
are.
Been, they've
many
been
of them.
They've been adjusted.
So what?
My grandpa used to have a hearse. It was so cool. It had purple velvet in the back. We would play.
You know, a great story in classic rock. Neil Young and Stephen Stills run into each other on a freeway in L.A. And Neil's driving this old hearse.
I mean,
that wouldn't happen today. And Neil's driving a modified minivan. Oh, and Stephen drove right by him. Oh, really good? No more Mr. Soul.
I don't even know if that original story.
Either one of them are capable of operating a motor vehicle at this point.
That's false. One of the Stephen Stills, the most underrated guitarist in rock and roll.
He's rated about
he's a genius. this is, if you looked at this parade of hearses, it's like a bunch of minivans. There's no bodies in them. And look, nobody's even throwing candy. What a dumb parade.
I think.
Women flashing.
I think you're right on that. You do have to throw candy if you want to have a parade. You're exactly right. That's true.
Anyway, it's probably too depressing to get to, I guess, huh?
I wanted to hear more about Christy and her cousins playing in a hearse.
Oh, yeah. My grandpa had one. It was awesome.
Why did he have one?
Had a hearse?
My grandpa was, eccentric, a crazy guy. And I don't know where he got it. We lived out on the farm.
Loved dead people.
Was it a Cadillac?
I don't remember.
Back in the day, weren't they all Cadillacs?
My uncle's probably listening. Uncle Denny, he'll know.
Cadillac.
Oh, you know, Leon black, Redbone drove
had
a Cadillac.
Purple velvet on the inside.
He once took it to a Dairy Queen.
Leon and Neil Young.
Which is odd. He ran into the third drummer of Tom Petty's Heartbreakers. Everyone knows this classic story.
Josh, I wouldn't expect you to.
That sounds exactly like one of his stories.
I wouldn't expect you to understand the classic story of Stephen Stills and Neil Young meeting. Can you imagine a world with no Mr. Soul? Oh, come on.
Yeah, I can.
Oh, my gosh.
What's Mr. Soul?
My grandmother had the hearse because he had a lot of kids and used to put him in the back instead of a station wagon. So he'd drive it around.
I see you.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm looking at this stupid hearse parade.
Okay. Yeah?
Yeah, let's get back to that.
Did you see the end of it?
No, what was the end?
They start racing.
Really?
Yeah, well, it looks like it's a dead heat.
He's laughing like he said something.
this guy's come in dead last.
Same joke.
Well, here's one for an inexpensive funeral. Two pallbearers and a truck. That's going to be hard to balance. Is that sports?
Yeah.
Hey, Rocky, this is what you farted for.
2.5 hours.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always.
I'm going to start coming in at 8.
It ain't bad.
That's not a bad idea, is it?
Get some extra sleep?
What are you talking about? No!
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back from your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Pumpkin left over from Halloween.
Pump it. Pump
yes.
It.
Yeah. Pump it. Waste experts say you should hold off throwing it into the trash.
I don't ever throw them in the trash.
What do you do with yours?
I give them back to Mother Earth.
I do. I throw them in my backyard.
That's a great thing to do. You can compost them in the garden or leave them out for local wildlife to snack on.
My jack-o'-lantern is on my deck for the wildlife, and the pumpkins, first off, I leave them out for the Thanksgiving.
I
like to leave them out because they look like... They look like old movie stars aging very rapidly.
The jack-o'-lantern.
After like a week, it's they're so hideous.
Just be sure to remove any remaining seeds and cut off decorative material like glitter, paint, stickers, and candle wax.
I say gourd riddance.
Before comp.
That was rough. Check your thoughts on gourd riddance.
I've been kicked in the testicles.
I would say it was bad and also shoehorned, which two of my least favorite kinds of jokes.
Let me ask you, have you ever made a hole just so in the pumpkin and heated it up in the microwave?
Just a little bit, like 20 seconds.
Town, you know what I mean?
Everything has to go down Vulgar Road.
Maybe a beef liver.
Knock the teeth out first.
I like to keep my I lit them again last night.
You lit them last night?
Yeah. What?
You banged
the jack-o'-lanterns. I love my I think we posted pictures of my jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, thank God. If you're not following the Bob and Tom social media,
they're amazing.
Wow, look what they've got. God.
I almost cut my thumb off cutting one of those things.
Holy hell.
So I love jack-o'-lanterns.
Tom's pumpkin.
Yeah, but
are
it's after Halloween. You can't
this was the second wave of them because the first one, they got eaten by the chipmunks and the deer. The guy told me to go out and buy clear lacquer spray paint.
There's no reason to do that. Just don't make jack-o'-lanterns until the day of Halloween.
No, I like to celebrate the before and after.
Or
it's an event, Josh. It's a journey.
You know what?
After Halloween,
I've already cleaned up all my Halloween decorations.
What did you have up?
Nothing.
Oh.
Oh. Yes, Pat.
Speaking of shoehorn.
Shut up, Jeff.
He's really getting on all of our nerves.
Absolutely.
Hate you all and shut up all in one show.
I bid you all suck it.
And for God's sake, earlier.
This is called After Halloween, since we're talking about after Thanksgiving.
Wait a minute. Is this from Christmas Bonus?
No, it's not. It's hot off the presses.
Well, what the hell, man? All right.
After Thanksgiving, you have Black Friday. When Christmas is over, you have New Year's Eve. But guess what happens after Halloween is through and you're staring at an empty bag of treats? After Halloween, you get diabetes. Your A1C test is through the roof. So lay off the sweets and hang on to your feet. Because after Halloween, all you get is diabetes. I'm glad I brought the show to a...
Did you say hang on to your feet?
I did.
That saves the song.
Dealing with type 2.
That's why I brought it up. I think that's why.
You joke about it all.
You don't joke about it. You bring attention to it.
Hey, can I have another half of that? Can I have another half of that Kit Kat bar there, Joe? So sorry.
How many Reese's pumpkins have you had this morning, Tom?
I've had no candy this morning.
Zero. How many have you had?
Two. Dozen.
I was at the dentist yesterday, so I'm brushing my teeth a lot this morning.
That's a weird thing.
Remember we were talking about great smells?
Yeah.
You know, the opposite of that?
I'm just glad you didn't go to
the... Is that smell when you're at the dentist and they're grinding your teeth? And there's that burning and that smell of burning tooth.
Enamel. Did they have to do that to you yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh. Everything good now?
I'm just getting used to the new inside of my mouth with my tongue. You know that you have to reintroduce yourself.
Are you getting a crown or something?
I have no idea.
I don't want to hear about your tongue.
All I know is there was a needle in my palate.
And the inside
that
of
that hurts
mouth.
So much.
I hate that. I saw a needle in my palate open up for Gore one time.
Pretty good, huh?
When's the last time you French kissed someone?
Gentlemen does not discuss
come
this.
Come on, man. Seriously, last month, on. Last 30 days.
Of course, I don't
you touch tongues with your girlfriend.
Get some tongue action there, Dad?
I think we're going to talk about my new game show.
Do you guys ever just make out, like sitting on the couch?
Yeah, just like lovers.
Gave her epiglottis, a real working out.
Yeah, last night, I'm back
the kids
from,
and
I get
go,
back from the dentist
mom,
last night. I can
Dad,
barely move my mouth. That thing.
Oh, is that the excuse you use?
No.
I'd love to, but I can't move my mouth.
Here we go. Let me be a good sign. If you and Kelly ever want to do some hand stuff, I'll come over. I'll take care of care of the girls.
Let's,
you guys can have a little mouth party together.
Let's do some heavy pen.
We have...
over the waistband handy.
Could we get back to something, another topic?
Oh, yeah, like Pat, this.
Pat, we were discussing your CPAP machine.
Mm-hmm.
CPAPy.
And the fact that
okay, how is that not just as funny as anything you've ever
said? I giggled. But so you wanted it from him.
CPAPy. Gord riddance. CPAPy. Same joke.
CPAPy do what?
CPAPy.
Grandpappy Amos.
Help Pat breathe.
Now, we had a suggestion here, Pat. That because as it has been established that Mr. Godwin has a so-called girlfriend. I know that's not the best term because she is an adult.
Okay.
Want to make that clear.
Well, if you say lady friend, it sounds even weirder.
And lover sounds a little too... Oh,
I like it.
Would this show, lover. You think this show would be like an hour and a half if you talked like a normal person?
right. You guys have never been asked to be on for 4 hours.
No. Uh-uh.
That's just how it happens.
It just takes that long.
Yes. That is the smartest thing you've ever said.
Well, in any case, I should digress and...
digress.
We could be entertained by could be entertained by chicks' fart noises.
I could be.
However,
I'm not going to sink that low.
So where are we going with this?
Well, we got a letter, a couple of them this morning, saying that Pat has been...
I can't follow that.
No, it's funny.
Been mocked about his CPAP machine.
Uh-huh.
And you have a very nice song about it, about making love. While wearing your CPAP machine.
Well, this is a work in progress. You had the guy that wrote the email said that he actually does that for fun. And I imagined, what would it be like if he did it by accident?
Yeah.
It was early morning. She was looking so fine, yeah. And all I had was loving on my mind. But I was unaware that my CPAP mask was strapped to my face while I was stroking that ass.
Oh!
Can we do it, baby? I know it's 6 a.m., we made love last night. Can we make love again? She said yes. Take me from behind. But we never knew for quite some time. I was getting busy with my CPAP on. Mask on my face thinking I'm Don Juan. But I look like an alien in the dark before dawn. Making love with my CPAP on. She said, you're breathing heavy. That's so hot. I sounded like Darth Vader, 'cause I forgot. She turned around, let out a gasp when she saw me in my CPAP mask. Yeah. Doggy style with my CPAP on, my black eye mask and my red long johns. Yeah, must have looked like a superhero that she came upon. I can't believe she loved it with my CPAP on. Making love with my CPAP on. Surprised she liked it with my CPAP on.
It's a fade out.
Now it's every night as I stifle a yawn. She says, do me, baby.
Oh.
With your CPAP on. Studio fade. CPAP on.
Oh.
She really likes it with the CPAP on. Reverse cowgirl with my CPAP on.
I'm Pappy, the spokesman for CPAP.
Oh, Pappy.
You know, some folks like it in the butt.
With your CPAP on in the butt.
Thank you, Pappy. Always informative.
Well, you are on today.
Put it in my butt.
No, we got this letter from this young lady named Heather saying she likes having the spaceman thing going with
her
fun. Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we were talking about smells, Christy.
Yeah, we were. And oh, here's a good one.
People's favorite smells. I got a very odd one.
Puppy cocoa feet. Butter at the beach.
Oh, cocoa butter.
Oh,
that's
a good one. Good.
The number one thing about suntan lotion, the number one factor for sales is scent.
I agree.
I find cocoa butter very erotic.
Do you?
I like How the about smell
that?
Of it.
How about that?
How about this one? This comes to us from Blake. Blake writes, I love going into the tire store.
Is
that what you call it?
I was just in the tire store. That is a great smell.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can you imagine? What's going on here at the tire store? Boy, what are you doing?
You sell tires?
How deep is this tread?
I had a flat.
What's going on here? Oh, you've got more tires over here.
Do you ever find any obscure nails or screws?
Yeah, what's the weirdest thing you've ever taken out of a tire?
How long have you been working here?
Are most of the screws removed Phillips or flat?
You get insurance here?
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollock here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.